Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the VRO. We are kicking off our Vampire Diaries month of May. It is May 2nd, and this is Amber. Jess is with me. What's up, Jess?
Hey guys, how are y'all?
And our guest tonight is going to be Persia White, who plays Abby Bennett on the Vampire Diaries, Lynn Searcy on the show Girlfriend, and she's also a musician. We're just waiting for her to call in, so it'll be just a couple moments.
Hi.
Hi, Persia.
Hi.
How are you? I overheard you were just talking about Joseph Morgan.
Yeah.
About
fantastic.
I'm filming this week's episode, and I was telling people that this week's episode was going to kick ass, that Joseph Morgan did some good stuff this week.
Oh, definitely. Fantastic. Yeah, he's doing a movie in Hungary, and he actually wrote and directed a short feature that I starred in right after we wrapped Vampire Diaries. He's such a talent. You have no idea.
That's awesome that y'all are still working together, too.
Yeah, doing more projects, doing film. You know, it's just, it's really a great, great, wonderful, talented, group of people over there at Vampire Diaries. Very excited to be there.
It certainly is. Well, I'm Persia. My name is Jessica, and I'm one of your hosts, and we also have Amber, and we're going to be
talking
to you tonight.
Hi, Amber. Hi, Jessica.
Hi. All right. We are a fan-based show, so basically people tweet us questions, Facebook questions, and we come up with some of our own, so we'll jump right into it. Were you familiar with the series prior to being cast as Abby?
Yes, I was, and I don't think you could avoid seeing it everywhere, the billboards, the pictures, you know, it's pretty much been a hit show from, you know, right off the bat, so I definitely knew about it.
Okay, sweet, sweet, yeah, it is pretty much everywhere. I've seen some of the billboards, people tweet them and stuff, and it's like all over L.A., like CW owns it out there.
Yes, they do, it's true. And they're good billboards, so that's why it caught my eye. You know, I was like, I like this. What if, you know, another, I wonder what this one's about, because I've always liked this genre of vampirism and mystery.
Yeah, it's cool stuff. It's fun stuff. Well, what are your thoughts on Abby as a character?
I'm so excited to play a vampire. I can't even tell you. You know, it wasn't written as a vampire at first. I was just really happy to be, you know, a mother of one of the lead characters because, I think family and being connected to the show on that level is more exciting than just being a guest star that's coming in. So you do a little more research. And I love that this character is so conflicted and she's trying to make up the damage and find herself again. And then everything keeps changing. And first she's got her... you know, some of her powers coming back as a witch, and then that's taken away, and now she's a vampire. So, it's a constantly shifting, exciting character to play who's always conflicted because of her past.
Yeah, she's definitely faced some struggle in a few short episodes.
Yeah,
she's
it's like, wait.
She's definitely dealt in a few episodes, but some characters took 3 seasons to deal with.
Exactly.
Well, Persia, I tell you, Amber and I both live here in Georgia, so we have got to watch y'all film, and, you know, it's a really fun time. I live here in Covington where y'all do your location stuff, and we saw you working, and you definitely seem to be right on target, and you get right in there, and I'm just wondering, how do you feel about Abby's needs and wants with her relationship with Bonnie in the future?
I think, the biggest thing is going to be to see if Abby can allow her to forgive herself. Because I think, you know, consistently Bonnie's been trying to have her mom back, to have some sense of family back, to have that connection. And Abby's the one that is resisting. And it's her own guilt and her own, issues that she has to deal with. It's funny how when you're a child and your parents, as you get older, I see this in life, all of a sudden you become the parent. You're the one that's forgiving, and they feel guilty about any of the holes in in their job as a parent, you know, any of the problems and past, and, you know, so it's, the roles are kind of flipped. I think Bonnie's actually being more mature, and Abby is the one who's trying to come to terms with things, and, you know, I want to see more of that, and we will see some development that's really interesting this Thursday, tomorrow.
Yeah, Abby definitely. You know, we saw she. When you look at it, you kind of wonder if she's running away out of protection for Bonnie, or if it's out of selfishness, or whether it's both. And I'm really, really ready to see where this relationship is going to go, because so many of us have watched Bonnie up until this point not really have family. Once Graham died, you know, that was it. So it's really neat to see her start having these parental relationships and see where they're going to go and how it's going to make both of y'all grow as characters for sure.
Oh, yeah, I really love it. And I love working with Kat because, as you said, I did do some research on, you know, her character and saw that there was a hole there, you know, a mystery, just what's the history, where's her family? And to build on that and work on that together is, It's exciting, and especially when it's dealing with people who've abandoned people. I know that's a pretty strong theory. Theme in a lot of families is, you know, people not being there for their children and then trying to come back in their lives. It's always going to be conflicted. Now you have, on our show, we have all of this, all of these extra levels of conflict. So, so it's really fun.
Well, Kat's definitely a phenomenal actress as well. She's a good friend of mine, and we love her over here at the VRO, period. But it's just nice seeing y'all. Y'all definitely have the chemistry that we were hoping she would have with her mom once they found a mom. So that's been fun.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I love it. Working with her is really, you know, there's little connections we have that in real life that you couldn't predict. But it does help. I know it does. It just... to see their chemistry is interesting because it's either there or sometimes it's just not, you know, and it's lucky when you have that and you stumble on that good connection.
Right.
Well, speaking of chemistry, you and Kat have had to do a couple of spells together. Is it hard for you to learn and recite those spells?
You know, it was at first, but, I've actually kind of enjoyed it. And it's funny because I know that Kat told me that... it was hard. Because sometimes it just seems so outrageous and, you know, hard to keep that up. But for me, I've actually kind of enjoyed it. It's like learning another language and then the intention you put behind it. So... I've liked it. I had to do Japanese in a few shows that I've worked on, and I thought that was similar in the sense that something that was so foreign to me, and to make a picture, an identity with the words and what they mean, you know, it is truly acting because it has nothing to do with a defined idea, you know, you have to put it there.
Well, I tell you, you kind of answered it a little bit when you said that you were enjoying getting to be a vampire. But when you came into the show, did you know ahead of time that you were going to get to be a vampire? Or were you looking forward to doing the whole witch thing? Or, you know, a lot of the fans that sent in questions, they wanted to know if you'd rather be a witch, a vampire, a hybrid, or a werewolf, since there is such a big array for this television show. So it's kind of a big question. But, what was your choice if you had one? What would have you chosen?
They originally wrote her as a witch, and she was not intended to turn into a vampire, and I never knew if I was going to go more than one or two episodes. So, really, I developed a character. They're enjoying how you're playing with the character. So, I felt really fortunate, and I was really hoping that I'd be able to be a vampire, because I haven't seen that very often with someone who's, first of all, ethnic, you know, background, ever since Aaliyah, I think, was the last time I saw that. And then also being a female, I love that they have female heroines on, you know, on this show. They have strong female characters. And it's just exciting to be able to be in that genre as a woman. And like I said, I had so much going against me, and for it to happen, there was a lot of meetings for it to happen, and I heard about it later on, and I decided to go for it. So, yeah, I was very excited. And also, I'm not, you know, I mean, each time you come back, you don't know where it's going, so you get to have just as much excitement as the fans about where each script is going. You know, I'm just as excited when I open a new script. I'm like, okay, where is this going?
Right. You know, and you come into, I wonder, you know, if you come into a cast that's already formed. I mean, you came in here in the pretty much the end of season three here, and the cast all know each other, and we all know that this cast feels like a family. And, you know, we're just wondering, how did they feel about you when they came in? Did they give you open arms? And, you know, who were you the most surprised by?
I was really shocked, and I immediately told my agents and friends and family that it's the best cast and crew I've worked with in television. And I've been working in television for a long time. And it was just everyone. Ian, it was Ian's birthday the first day that I met him. And he literally just opened his arms and gave me a huge hug. He said, oh, my God, I didn't know it was your birthday. I would have brought you something. He said, your presence is my gift, and gave me a hug, you know. And then I found out he's an activist like me. We're both into all the animal and environmental issues, so we were just like kindred spirit. And then Joseph Morgan, of course, that's why I'm doing a film with him now. The nicest guy. I didn't even know it's the same character, to be honest, because he's so nice, and that he plays such a villain. That, you know, once again, wonderful energy, just good all around, everyone. And then the crew, I have to say I'm a big fan of working in Georgia now, because the crews are just, it's like family. I have gone to, the, you know, people's houses for parties, or, you know, sometimes one of the people that works in the camera department, and we'll go to their house and have a party, and I know the wife, and I met the kids, and yeah, and a lot of the crew worked on me and Joseph's film, which is called Revelation. And they just volunteer, different people volunteer their time and energy, because it's just like that. And it's not pretentious in any way. And I love it. It's addicting. I kind of am a little jealous of you people living in Georgia.
You know, Jessica always gives a shout out to the TVD crew, because we've been watching them film for the last 3 years now, and seriously, hardworking group of folks. Like, they will break down a scene and set up a scene so fast. Like, you have no idea what's going on. Like, they are working, they work so hard.
Right. And 15-hour nights, and no one's complaining. I love that.
It's amazing, because I do the tours here to the sets. That's my business, Mystic Falls Tours. And I tell people every day, you have no idea what goes into this show. You see these wonderful actors, and you see what this beautiful show that you see on TV. But let me tell you what we saw happen here, because I just feel like nobody gets enough shout-outs for this show. They work so hard, and they never complain, and they always have a smile on their face. And that's so important. It really is.
It is, and you're absolutely right. That's what I rave about when I come home. I'm like, I love all of them. And it's such a well-oiled machine on the show, you know, the way people work together. And when you're doing a 15-hour shoot, and sometimes longer, and you're shooting enough to be basically a movie, every episode it's like a little film, and you're squeezing that in an incredibly short amount of time that takes other people months to do a film, you know, of the quality they're doing, and pounding it out in 1 week. And you just can't believe just what you're saying. If people could see, it makes you kind of humble to take, so, you know, I take less credit working on shows when you have such great people that don't get any, they don't really get notoriety for it. They don't get seen. No one knows that it's 200 people making a show like this good. And you've only seen 6 cast members, but it's actually 200 people there working straight away every day, you know?
Well, I tell you, speaking of Georgia, I'm going to go ahead and just tell you that we feel your pain when you start shooting in July, because it gets very, very hot here.
I know. It's a little rough, but, you know, I think the heat is worth the good people. Everything has its trade-off.
Absolutely. Well, another question that we do like to ask all of our guests here, and since we're speaking about Georgia, we'll go ahead and ask it. Do you have a favorite place that you like to eat here yet?
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, yeah, I love – okay, there's two. One I'm just crazy for, but I'm going to say I have to give a big shout-out to Whole Foods.
Because
a lot of the cast basically love that you can go and get good stuff immediately, and they have a lot of locals in Whole Foods. So that is one that I love, you know, always. And the other one, I'm looking it up just so I say the name right. Let's see. There it is. Is it? Yeah, it's Cafe Sunflower.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
And I love award-winning Cafe Sunflower. My girlfriend, who lives in Georgia now, who was actually from high school, who happened to move to Georgia, I reconnected with her, and she was like, okay, I know you're into the whole organic and vegetarian scene, but that Cafe Sunflower is amazing.
Well, yeah, I personally haven't tried that, but I'll totally have to try it now. And I'm going to give you a heads up. The next time that you're in Covington, provided that you get to film some more here in Covington, you should try Scoops because they have the best ice cream in town and chocolate-covered everything. And a lot of the cast likes it there anyway. So if you haven't been in yet, I'm sure one of them will drag you in soon anyway, but it's amazing.
Oh, that sounds great. It's called Fibs, F-I-B-S.
It's Scoops, C-O-S-C-O-O-P-S. It's right on the square in Covington.
Nice. Well, I like
it. Yes, it's phenomenal. So a lot of your castmates like it there. So Kat is really good about taking fans to eat there. So it's a fun place.
Ooh, this sounds great. I will definitely check it out. Definitely. So when people are tweeting, people tweet questions into you on your show as we're talking?
No, they don't do it as we're talking. Sometimes we'll get stuff in the chat as we're talking, but as soon as we book a guest, then we announce it, and then people can leave comments, tweet us questions, Facebook us, things like that. We're pretty much connected every way we can to everybody who
listens.
Oh, that's
fantastic. Yeah, I've gotten into Twitter since the show because, oh, my God, your fans and what you are doing, they're amazing. But, so I'm newly into the Twitter thing, and it's exciting because of the Vampire fan, like any other fan group I've ever seen. Very committed.
Yes, they're very passionate. This fan base, they know what they want, and they know who they support, and they know what team they're on, and they're absolutely there to support y'all every day, for sure.
For sure. And they're watching everything. I love that because I learned some things from some fans. I was like, you're watching everything, aren't you? Like, they don't miss a beat.
No, they don't. That's
every
for sure.
Detail. Yeah. So I'm going to have to go on my Twitter right now and make sure that we are connected. I'm on Real Persia White. I don't know if they gave you my Twitter name. Did they?
They did. We'll actually tweet you and let you know who is who's doing the interview now. It'll be Amber. Mine actually is Vampire Stalkers, and I know that sounds crazy, but it's the name of my business that does the tours. And Amber and I actually both work for Ian's charity as well, so you can find us just about every other way. But we'll tweet you so you know it's us.
Okay, great. Fantastic.
You mentioned earlier being are you a vegan or a vegetarian?
I'm a vegan, but, you know, I mean, I eat all over in different types of places. I'm not to the point where I don't explore other places and types of things. So I like to keep my mind open.
I became a vegetarian 3 years ago, and it's been really hard for me to make that vegan switch. Like, I want to do it so bad, but it's been like, I felt like becoming a vegetarian was already extremely hard enough, and I mean, it's easy now. It's very easy now, but like going through that struggle again, I don't know if I could do it. But what kind of drove you to do that? Was it your because of your belief in animal rights and things?
Well, I did a film called Earthlings, a documentary, and you can get it at earthlings.com. That seriously helped me because the veal industry is connected to the dairy industry. And I looked at the veal industry, the way they take babies away at one day old, and a lot of the dairy in America has a lot of hormones in it and antibiotics that they don't allow in the entire European Union. But looking at the footage and dealing with environmental factors, there were so many things that finally made me go, you know, I think I'm going to give this a try. And the ironic thing was, I don't crave dairy at all anymore. Like, it is more of a transition, but it made me better. Like, giving up dairy made my skin clear, and it made my, I sing, so I could sing better, my sinuses, and it actually just made me feel lighter. And I often tell people to try giving up dairy before they try giving up all meat, just to see how good they feel. You know, if they're going to try and do one thing, I tell them try dairy and then, like, try giving up pork. Like, you know, try two things.
Right.
And don't go too far because, like you say, the struggle can just be too much. It can be overwhelming instead of taking baby steps.
Yeah, it could definitely. I was definitely cold turkey for me. I was done. I mean, for the most part, I do drink soy milk and I try to do dairy alternatives, but it can be really hard, especially when you live in the South. Which I'm sure being here, you've seen, we have very few places where you can find something to eat if you don't cook it yourself.
Right. So, I know. That's why I'm a Whole Foods addict, right? They have some great alternatives now, like the Daiya cheese. It's vegan. It's amazing, and it melts, and it's not even from soy. So it's for people who are avoiding having too much soy, it's good. But there are some great new alternatives. And they're coming to the world slowly. Like, I was in London, and there are these alternative cheeses, and I swear to you, you would not know that it's not. It was too much like cheese because it was also fattening, so I was eating too much of it. I was like, wait a minute. Maybe this is bad that this is so good. The ice creams, and I was like, they perfected it because they're into their cheeses and creams over there, you know.
Right.
So
I'm looking for that. I'm actually going to London. I'll be in London, and I leave in 13 days. I'm taking a 10-day trip to Europe, so I'll have to try to remember that when I'm there to look for that stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Okay, the Whole Foods, there's one major Whole Foods. It's like four stories high, and it's near Hyde Park. It's in Kensington area, Hyde Street, Kensington. And if you try it, they have a whole vegan deli section with, like, and their cheese section. Like, it's amazing. Rest on the floor. You're like, what have I walked into? Brilliant.
Well, I just wrote it down, so I would definitely check it out. Thank you.
Okay, good. Tweet it. I'm awesome. Like, tweet me, and I'll tweet you back.
Yeah.
Well, have a good time. That's great.
Okay, Persia, well, we've kept you pretty much most of our time that we agreed on tonight. So we just have a few little small things. You talked about your upcoming project with Joseph. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell your fans about that they may not know about that they can catch you in here in the future?
Okay, well, the film Revelation with Joseph Morgan is my first important thing, but I'm also working on music for the film. And I'm going to be releasing some music that's associated with the film, but it's also just connected to my next album. And that's pretty exciting. I have several songs on the way for that. And then I have a film I did called Mafia that will be out later this year. It's intended for fall 2012. And that was really fun. It's like a night takes place in the 70s and about the mafia in Philadelphia and based on a true story. And Ving Rhames from Pulp Fiction is in it, a producer on it. That was really fun, and I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Well, we would definitely love to have you come back when it comes time for both of them to come out and talk about them. We always love to promote new films that are coming out. So whenever you want to come back, you totally let us know, and we'll have you on.
Oh, that's exciting. Thank you. And I'm really really thankful that you're doing what you are with the Vampire Diaries, because like, me and Joseph are going to do some promo for, we tend to release the film he did in September, because we're doing festivals at first, but
right.
You'll be the first to know.
We do this big month of May every year where we talk about the whole season of the Vampire Diaries, and we like to have most of the cast on, and we'd love to have y'all both on to talk about that as well, because, I mean, anytime we can get the fans to cross over and watch something else that the cast is doing, that's so important, and we love to make sure that they do that as well. And the fans, they're so passionate, and they love y'all, so they'll do that. They'll go watch everything else and love it just as much as Vampire Diaries.
They really will. I mean, the fans of the Vampire Diaries pretty much almost funded Daniel Gillies' project when he did his movie, and they didn't have enough to release it, and he put out the project and had it, you know, step by step, everything that everybody's money was going to, and everybody was tweeting it, and now he's going to be able to put the film out, and it's really, really cool. So they are, like, super supportive fan base. Yeah.
That is really cool, and I love him. He's such a good guy. That's another person that I connected with. Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, that's good news. I'll tell Joseph. He'll be like, right on. That's great.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, well, before we let you go, we ask that everybody does a little clip for us. So at the end of the year, we just kind of reflect on everything that we've done. So if you would just say, hey, this is Persia White, and you're listening to the VRO, that'd be really awesome whenever you're ready.
Okay. Hey, this is Persia White, and you're listening to the VRO.
Well, thank you so
right.
much, Persia.
Thank you so
we
much
had fun talking
us.
To you, and next time you're in town, coffee's on me and Amber for sure.
Oh, thank you so much. You guys have a great rest of the day.
You too. Thank you. Good night.
Okay, bye. Good night.
Okay, guys, just remember that we're going to have another interview in 25 minutes, so make sure
yes.
you...
Yes. yep, 25 minutes.
yep, and this
That's
is how we kick off the month of May.
That's enough time for bathroom breaks. We'll be back.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye. Do you love movies, music, books, television? You do? Then come on over to the VRO on Blog Talk Radio. We have shows for all your obsessions. Vampires, we've got them. The latest blockbuster movies, they're right here. Bands and books, music and fiction, it's all at the VRO. What are you waiting for? Log on to the VRO today. www.thevro.com.